This is what we're going to be dealing with this morning. Understanding the stewardship of the manifold grace of God. I want you to get this too. We'll release unmeasurable benefits. That's what I want you to be listening for. Understanding the stewardship of the manifold grace of God will release unmeasurable benefits. That's why he fight grace so much. That's why he won't get the message off wrong. So let's look at these three seals, and I'll tell you what some things we're going to accomplish this morning. And we have some golden information from the Bible that going to give us a better understanding of grace. It's not weak. Grace is real powerful. That's why the enemy want to not rightly divide the word about grace. Let's do this first seal. Receiving the grace of God as a manifold gift that will change your life and everyone around you as you share this amazing grace. Let me give it to you again, because this is having a little difficulties with the cameras, I think, this morning. Receiving the grace of God as a manifold, you don't need to repeat after me, you just get it. As a manifold gift that will change your life and everyone around you as you share this amazing grace. Go ahead and pray about that a moment. I'll try to make some way for y'all to get it. I don't know what that is.
Right in your Bible.
All right. In Jesus' name, I know that you all have become set to look at that on the and write it, and I see some people taking pictures of it. I have to find out some way to get these to you because I want you to have them for every meeting. Number two, get ready for a more complete life. Being fully established, strengthened, and settled through multiplied grace and peace. Let me read it again. Get ready. I'm getting ready for a more complete life, being fully established. See, grace does this. I'm going to show it to you in the scripture. Strengthen and sell it through multiplied grace and peace. Just pray about it a moment. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, let's go to number three. It's kind of long, but just listen. The moment you have been waiting for in your life has arrived. It's now up to you to receive and release it every day in your life by the revelation of the combination of grace and faith, releasing the goodness of God. Let me read it again to you. The moment, other words, through this teaching, there's some things that are going to hit your ministry and hit your life that are going to change it forever. Amen. The moment you have been waiting for in your life has arrived. It's now up to you to receive and release it every day in your life by the revelation of the combination of grace and faith, releasing the goodness of God. We're not going to pray over it. Sit down. So I'm ready to go to work. Now, two texts that was given by two of my sons, they just texted me and said, Dad, did you see this? I had seen one, the other one I had not seen. Do that mean that I'm not going to have no scriptures on the board? Talk to me. That's what that mean? I didn't have the seals up there. Somebody answer me. Don't just sit there and look at me and my worker.
We're working on it.
But we're not going to have no scriptures on the board now.
Not right now.
Well, don't worry about it. We don't get it. I got my iPad. Let's look back at John 1:16 again. I'm going to go to the Amplified Bible. I need to go there for a minute because I'm going to show you two scriptures this morning. We have seen John already. We have dealt with it one time, looked at it, which is a blessing. But we're going to look at it again because I'm coming down there where you are in a few minutes. Sure is. Sure, they're telling the truth. I think this is an outstanding verse.
Yes, sir.
It carries the ideal of the multiplied benefit of grace. Mm-hmm. And that it just, you know, grace is out of sight.
Yes, sir.
It can cause things to happen. You understand?
Yes, sir.
And so it says, for out, let's see, one and six. I need one and six. I put one in. No, what is one and six, David?
16.
One and 16. I had the right one then. For out of his fullness abundance we have all received, all hath had a share, and we were all supplied with one grace after another, and spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing. I want you to take note of that. And even favor upon favor, and gift heaped upon gift. That's abundant, isn't it?
Yes,
do you see that? Are you hearing that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But both of y'all are not experiencing it. And so what I want to do this morning is open up some things that you can start experiencing this. Everybody just want to read this.
Come on.
Memorize it. I want it to come alive.
Yes.
In your ministry, in your life.
Yes.
Ongoing.
Yes.
All right. Now, there's another scripture that you need to see. Jude 4. And I'm going to read it out the Living Bible. That's what it was texted to me, and I saw it for the first time. Jude 4. I say this because some godless teachers have wormed their way in among you, saying that after we become Christian, we can do just as we like without fear of God.
Wow.
Punishment. Then he says in the Amplification, the fate, F-A-T-E, of such people were written long ago, for they have turned against our only master and Lord, Jesus Christ. See, if you mess with grace, you didn't turn against Jesus. And there's a consequence to pay. And I feel sorry for dear brothers and sisters who don't recognize that they're not playing with a bubblegum machine here. The people of God need to know the benefit of God's grace through Christ on the cross, paid for everything. But they have to know they can make withdrawals in their lives. Are you following me? I think that's a powerful voice. You look at it in the he said, they warmed their way in. You see, and the Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul, let's look at him a minute here and see something. Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. We're living in the dispensation of grace, but there must be, by the Holy Spirit, grace is so vast and so manifold that revelation must serve grace to you.
Yes,
you can't you can't just read about it. It's revelatory. It's grace revealed beyond your natural senses.
Yes, sir.
And beyond the things that are around you. So the Apostle Paul, you notice he opened all his books with grace.
Yeah.
And he clothed them out with grace. Yeah, because he wanted people to catch a hold of it. That's the way he was doing what he was doing.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
He was having divine results.
Yes.
You want divine results in your life, right?
Yes, sir.
Grace is a divine result blessing from God.
Yes.
Right. It works when nothing else is working.
Yes, sir.
It's already paid for.
Yes, sir.
You understand me?
Yes, sir.
Now, watch this in Ephesians 3. And I just add on text in the morning as I desire.
Yes, sir.
But I want to rightly divide grace.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Where I can have grace working within me,
yes, sir,
and upon me.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Yes, sir. And in everything that God assigned me to do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right?
Yes, sir. That's
right. Now, notice here in the third chapter, the Apostle Paul, he said in my little Bible, he said, a mystery made known. See, grace is a mystery. Need a revelation. For this cause I, Paul, the first verse, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentile, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God. You need to underline that. Yeah. The dispensation, that's what we're living at. We're living after the cross, a new dispensation of grace, what the prophet had prophesied
Yes, sir.
About another grace. We read that today.
Yes, sir. Right, right.
But after the cross, we're in there.
Right.
So all the grace that have been manufactured is already manufactured.
Yes, sir.
In other words, there ain't no new grace coming.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
Grace encompassed every area.
Yeah.
And if you're living in defeat, you're not living under grace fully.
Grace. Yeah.
All right. Jesus. All right. So he said, second verse, if you've heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given to me to you, Lord, then he tells us how, in the third verse, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery. As I wrote afore in a few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophet by the Spirit.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs. See, it needs strong leadership to break the Jew bondage.
Because
He said, now everybody, Gentile and the Jew can be saved.
Yeah, right.
And so that's a grace, you see.
Yes, sir.
You follow me? That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partaker of his promise in Christ by the gospel. He said, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God. You see that?
Yeah.
Given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Then he talked about the unsearchable riches of God. All right. Now, here's what I want you to get out of this morning lesson, and you learn how to work with grace at a deeper dimension. All right?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to share with you this morning how powerful grace really is. But make a note on that, because I want you to know that grace is a powerful heavenly force from God. I'm trying to put adjective on it and trying to describe it that we can recognize that it will help us in every situation. Help us to excel every time. Are you following me? I will show you how to make withdrawal from the source of grace in every situation. You got to know how to make grace withdraw.
Mm-hmm.
From, you see, God is the source of all grace.
Yes, sir.
And you read and you heard what happened in that first chapter of John, in that 16th verse.
Yeah.
It says favor upon favor, spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing. Huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Grace upon grace,
yes.
Gift upon gift.
Yes.
Well, that's to let you know you can draw that out.
Yes.
You don't have to live a normal lifestyle because you're a person of grace. God's grace belongs to you. You have to know how to make a withdrawal. Another thing we want to clarify is that the fact of grace, to clarify the fact of grace, that you will break all bondage of men. Great. So now in your own personal life and in those who you minister to,
yes,
that grace will break and destroy all bondage.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yes, sir.
All right, stay with me.
Yes.
And then we're going to take off. To restore to the people of God the favor and spiritual blessing that God has already provided for us.
Amen.
See, we want to, as ministers, we want to restore to us. But we want to be able to restore it to others by revelation.
Yes, sir.
Revelation, anointing, insight, illumination with the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
And so now, understanding the stewardship of manifold grace, the manifold grace of God will release unmeasurable, I put unspeakable, but I won't say unmeasurable benefit.
Yes, sir.
Read Jude 1:4. Let's go to 1 Peter now. What one first? 1 Peter 4:10. 1 Peter 4:10. And there's a lesson there we need to learn. 1 Peter. You here?
Yes, sir.
All right. 10th verse is, as every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards,
yeah,
managers,
yes, sir,
keepers.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if this is a word, but understand us.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Of the manifold grace of God. Now that word manifold set me off. It sets something off because now I have the ability to recognize Ephesians 2:8 is not just talking about being born again.
Yes, sir.
Right. That's right.
Yes, sir.
That I can cause grace can work in my ministry, grace can work in my family, grace can work everywhere.
Yes, sir.
The favor of God can be on my life.
Yes, it can.
In everything I do.
Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
That's true.
Thank you.
See. So, I had a thought about the favor of God. Grace come in many flavors. I just heard that. Grace, you know, many flavors. You know, vanilla.
Yes.
You know, whatever. Come in many flavors. In other words, the enemy attacked in many ways.
Yes, sir.
But there's a grace for every attack.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
and every assignment,
yes,
that God gives to you, he back it up with grace.
Yes,
mm. Now, what happened to some of us? We went too far ourselves.
All right. That's right.
We didn't wait on grace.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We become so concerned about growth. We take off and leave grace.
Yes, sir.
Right, sir.
You don't want no growth without grace.
Yes, sir.
Right.
So you're not going to be able to handle the people.
Right. Come on, Apostle.
Yes, sir.
So you griping about growth more than you're talking about grace.
Uh-huh.
And it's the grace that's going to make you grow properly.
Right.
Man, fertilize your ministry right.
Fertilize
your ministry right. You're putting the wrong fertilizer in there.
Yes,
think about how big you're going to be.
Yeah.
It's not how big, it's how effective you are.
Right.
You know you're in Darrow, right?
Yeah.
Come on,
I don't have to be in New York.
Yeah.
California to be effective.
Yeah.
If God plants you,
that's right.
Let him fertilize you right.
Fertilize. That's great. Stay there.
Could it be?
Stay there.
Could it be?
Yes,
you running short on fertilize.
Yeah.
You running short on the grace of God.
Right.
Going after things your own way.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
Ooh!
Yeah.
Yield to the grace.
Stay there.
That's good, man.
That's
good.
That's it. That's
true.
It'll bring joy in your ministry.
Yeah.
See, most ministers don't have no joy.
Yes, sir.
They got a fake smile,
yes,
but they don't have no joy. Yeah. But there's a real joy,
yes, sir,
to know,
yes,
that God is my keeper.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Real I can't be taken over.
Yes, sir.
I can't be stopped.
No.
The wind of grace is blowing behind my back.
Yes,
I'm in a I'm in a grace flow.
Yeah.
You follow me?
Come on, boss.
Yes, sir.
Be that on you today. Be that on you. I never heard that before. About the wind of grace blowing behind me, pushing me forward.
Yes, sir.
That's what Paul was talking about in 1 Corinthians 15:10. Look at that.
Yeah.
I think that's it. What Paul's talking about. I am what I am because of the grace of God. Look at that. That's powerful, man. Yeah. She got the winter grace and the fertilizer grace. I never heard it before in my life. But thank God for it. But that 1 Corinthians 15:10, that's where Paul said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. Huh? And the grace that was bestowed upon me wasn't in vain.
Yeah.
For I labor more than you all.
Yes, sir.
Yet
yes,
not
sir.
I.
Yes, sir.
But the grace was that word. Labor. The grace.
My
Now, let's touch this now because, let's touch this right now.
Yes, sir.
You see, it's too much I in ministry.
Absolutely. Yep.
And
come on, Paul.
I are bought grace.
Wow. Yes. I.
Yeah. See. Yeah. The Lord wants you to humble yourself under Him and give Him the glory.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
If you give Him the glory, He'll come right back and put some glory on you never seen before, because He can't owe you nothing. He God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, 1 Peter 5. I want to start at the 8th verse. I was going to start at a certain verse, but I want to start at the 8th verse because the Lord showed me there's so many things going on here. There's such a traffic of the understanding of grace in these verses, how you can activate grace. In every given situation. You see, now if I was saying power, you'd be jumping. But grace is stronger than power.
Teach that.
Power come out of grace. Grace didn't come out of power.
Man, that's powerful.
So here, let's, at the 8th verse, it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, just as one, walking about, seeking whom he may ruin or devour.
Yeah.
Now notice, I told you, every time you see grace working, you look around, you'll find faith.
Yes,
whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same affliction are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Now verse 10 was part of the goldness of this message. But the God of all grace, see that? But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. Now watch this now. You going through something? He said, after that you have suffered a while. I'm going to do something about it. Make you perfect.
Establish.
You know, establish.
Yes, right.
Strengthen. And settle you.
Goodness.
Now, he said the suffering just for a while, but this, you notice he didn't say this just for a while?
Right. No, that's not a while.
To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Then he said, by Silvanus, a faithful brother unto you, as I suppose, have written briefly, exalting, watch what he said. Exalted and testifying, watch what he said, that this is the true grace of God wherein you stand.
Wow. The true grace.
Now, Romans 5 said the same thing, you remember?
Yes, sir.
Be a student. Romans 5 said the same thing.
Yes, sir.
That faith give us access to the grace wherein we stand.
Right. Yes, sir.
Amen?
Amen.
You follow me? Now, I want to turn loose
your
benefits of your grace in here this morning. As a minister, as the people you minister to, turn loose the benefits of grace. Now, that's a whole lot. I'll try to get to it. I told my blood son that was going to preach. Well, that's not going to happen. I don't have enough time for it. And that's too much. He's took it to such a height that I got to keep working with it. I got to keep chopping it apostolically.
Right.
They'd be better listening to me than preaching. And it's just the way it goes.
Yes, sir.
So make note to this. I'm a steward of the manifold grace of God.
Yes, sir.
Secondly, I must cooperate with the Holy Spirit to manage grace in my life. And I must use this grace to help others. Now notice what he said in 1 Peter 5:10. Those are anchors of grace, or anchors of your soul, or anchors of your victory. He used the word perfect, Establish, strengthen, and settle. You got, I know you got those words down. You must be got those words. You got to have those words down. You don't just read over those kind of words. Look, perfect. Establish, strengthen, and settle. Man, that's what I want. That's why your ministry won't be weak. You know, perfect in the, I think it's in the English dialect, it's restore to wholeness. To repair, to complete, to mend, and to equip. Yes. And you need to have that. Amen? Yes. Establish is a solid foundation and ground, securely in the truth of his unconditional love. Yes, he said that right in that text. He established you, right? Yes, mm-hmm. Strengthen means provide the ability to stand firm. Knowing this strength is in our inner man to live triumphantly.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Come on, sir. Settle means bring the blessedness of his rest and the fullness of his promises.
Yes, sir.
All the promise of God is in him is what? Yes. Yea, yes. And amen. Yep. Turn to Hebrews 10:29. If you will. And let's feast on this a minute. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Boy, I'm preaching real calm here because I think the people here are ordained by God to be here.
Right. Yes,
you know, you got to preach real forceful when you got a crowd.
Yeah,
you got to be fighting, man. You be fighting the whole service, man.
Yeah.
You say one thing and two demons jump on it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why he said that. You know. My old dad used to say, I'm happy with the company I keep.
Yes, sir.
My own company.
Yes, sir.
Scripture. 10:29. Ooh. Of how much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden under the foot of the Son of God and have counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified and an holy thing and hath done this by it. I just want you to see this unto the spirit of grace. I just want you to see the spirit of grace.
Yeah.
It's not to be messed with.
Yeah.
It's a powerful thing, the spirit of grace. There's a lifting, there's a gifting, there's a blessing in the spirit of grace.
Right.
You understand me? The Bible called it the spirit of grace. It's God's grace. It comes out of his spirit.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
It's powerful.
Come on, Apostle.
Yes, it is.
See? Because what happened in the church, we have made grace a sissy word.
Yeah.
We have not given it the Hercules strength. That it has.
It has, right.
Well,
yes,
it sounds like a soothing word,
yes,
but
yes,
it's powerful,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
it's
powerful.
Paul said, by the grace of God, I am what I am.
Yeah.
Greatest apostle ever lived.
Yeah.
He said, I'm running on fuel of grace.
Yeah.
Come on.
Wow.
She said, what's your fuel? What you running on?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
What's your ministry running on?
Yeah. Yes.
You must keep a full tank of grace.
Ah. Yes, sir.
Wow.
You must be able to say, Lord, I'm weak.
But you're strong. My goodness.
You're strong.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Lord, I can't handle it. Ezekiel said, look, don't
yes,
ask
yes,
me
sir.
This question.
Yes, sir.
He's
yes,
born. I didn't put him here.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. I'm not gonna pull no text out on you.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Sometimes
right,
we pull
right.
a text out on God.
Right, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No, he said, you give me a text.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
In the Valley Dry Bone.
Yeah.
This thing, I can't handle this. This is beyond my handling.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's what he did.
Come on. Yes,
yeah.
Right. That's right.
Give me a text. Give me a word. Then I'll repeat what you say.
Yeah.
That's good preaching there.
Yeah.
That's good preaching.
On,
repeat
God.
What God said. That's good preaching there. That'll work. You see, God will back that up.
Yeah.
But not something you made up.
Come on, Apostle.
You got to recognize and acknowledge your inability.
Yes, sir.
Or grace will never come.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Father.
Grace come to people who say, I need it.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Old Baptist song say, I need you every hour. Every hour. And so I need grace, me. That's all I preach on grace. I've been all over the world. I just preach on grace. I've been with them boys who educated. Them boys smart. That boy been preaching. He had good outline. I was just up there with grace, me.
Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
Yeah. Madison Square Garden.
Yes, sir.
I was preaching with grace.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Wow. Grace will hold you in place.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
When the wind blowing.
Yes.
When the enemy barking.
Right. Yes, sir.
Come on. When the devil say you're not going to make it.
Yes, sir.
Come on. When you're at your last.
Yes. Grace,
look like you never, Grace, get up.
Yeah.
I got you, Grace, I got you.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. See, because some of y'all, I'm ministering to you all on the internet, some of y'all been sorry. You're sorrowful in your ministry.
Yeah.
You're sorry for yourself.
Yeah.
What were you sorry about? You didn't work every gimmick you can get your hand on. Listen,
yeah.
I'm going to give you one thing that's going to work. Grace.
Yeah.
Throw all them gimmicks out the door.
Yeah.
And just God. Put your grace on me.
Yes, sir.
I yield to you. You call me. Now, I need your grace.
Come on.
See, you do more praying for power than you do for grace.
Come on, Apostle.
My God.
That's true.
Power work to a certain extent. You listen to me very closely. But grace dress you up. Grace puts you in a position where you have power, understanding, wisdom.
Yes, sir.
I got a long way to go, man. Listen. All right. Let's go. All right. Sit down. Let's go. I receive. Turn it over, baby. All right. You know why? This side. You're saying in God I trust. This side is man. Always use your money. Fold your money like this all the way. And you have no limit. On the other side, you with the government, they ain't going to give you much. You know, but on your God side, in God I trust with my money. All right. Man, I love people. I love to help people, you know. I love to help people, man. I'm not, you know, I'm some kind of get bold and get kind of rough sometimes, but I love people.
Yes, sir. Because
this is my job. People are my job.
Yes, sir. That's right. That's it. Come on. Yes, sir.
Hebrews 4:16. I don't know. Somebody might know. I don't know about no power throne. I don't know about no goodness throne. In the Bible, you know, I don't know about none of the throne, but I see there's a throne here. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we can find what? Mercy and grace when? And when? In the time what? Where you been going? To the bank? To the bishop? To the pope? And you got a throne in your car and at your house.
Yes.
Let us therefore come bold into the throne of grace.
Yes.
Throne of what?
Grace.
Throne of favor. Yes. Throne of spiritual blessing.
Yes.
Throne of gifts heaped upon gifts.
Yes.
They're all piled in one verse.
Yes.
You come bold into the throne of grace that you may obtain mercy and find grace.
Yes, Lord.
To help in time of need. Man, do you know what the combination of grace and mercy can do?
Wow.
Thank you, Jesus. Also, now you have to know this. It's Ephesians 2:8, but my sonship is based on grace.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So if I got in by grace,
yes, sir.
If I got in the race by grace,
yes, sir.
How am I stay in the race?
By grace.
See? Listen, you just get your mind straight. You need favor.
Yeah.
Yes.
In this business,
yes, sir.
Huh?
Right.
In this business, I don't care how hard you study, how long you pray, who court tell you hold,
yes, sir.
You need some grace in this.
Yes.
Yeah, you need grace. And if you just go and shell up, you won't have to be going through all this struggling. Yes. Just get to the throne of grace and just stay there till God tell you something.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow. Just tell him, Lord, I'm tired of this mess.
Yes, sir.
I done gotten myself into. Yes, people have lied to me and told they're going to help me, and they're not even here. They walked up to the church and said, God sent them here, and they left on their own. Your pastor know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
That's why I got to get that stuff out your soul.
Yes, sir.
I want to deal with ministerial wounds tonight.
Oh, wow. Come on.
Question with you 20 years. Yeah. You done put 20 years of your life in them. And they say, I thank the Lord leading me from here. Because they couldn't have their way.
That's right.
That's the only reason leaving.
Yeah.
So they, all of a sudden, they got a dream of the church cross town.
Yeah. Come on, Apostle. Come on.
But they done told you, I'm going to stay with you till I die.
Yeah, man. Come on, Apostle.
Man, you got to get that stuff out of you, man. That stuff make you mad, boy. Yeah. You need some grace for that, boy. You want to knock somebody out, boy. What? You want to go burn their house down, find out where they live, and put a match on and burn it down. In the natural, that's what you want to do. Y'all stop lying. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Y'all ain't been passing long enough to know what I'm talking about there.
Give me
this.
Let's go right now.
Man, I'll be with you. I'll be with you till you die.
Yeah.
And they get a little rough. And then they I don't really know if he got it.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go.
You can have some of them. Yeah, they leave. You know, we got some wounds in our soul, boy. I'm gonna try to get them out tonight, though. You say that's all right. No, but every time you see him, say, mess my ministry up. Y'all got something? You know what I'm talking about, right? Mom, you know what I'm talking about, right? People that leave. I know you're a warm-hearted person, but you got some wounds up there because people left. Then sometime, let me get back to my minute. But sometime, where they went. You find out where they went. I can't. If they had gone to a comparison, brother. But they went somewhere and no comparison. What all that stuff I done put in them, how can they sit under this mess? I got, sit down. I'm getting out of here. Sit down. All right, now we're going to look at 8 supernatural benefit of God's unfailing grace. 8 supernatural benefits. Write it down. 8 supernatural benefits. Supernatural benefit of God's unfailing grace. Marvin, give me a book. That book helped me out. David, give me a book. That book helped me out. Them boys get books sometimes and say, look, I don't know. I believe you can do better with this book. Yeah, it was for me anyway. It came to them, but. Some of the mother boys stealing my books. it come through you. See, it come through me in my anointing by revelation, you see.
Yes,
sir. All right. 8 supernatural benefits of God's unfailing grace where God desired to be at work in our lives. Where God desired to be at work in our lives. All right. Let's turn to 1 John. I want to deal with a definition of grace. Grace is love acting. Or grace is love in action.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So 1 John 4:8. Come on, y'all help me now. Y'all got it on the board. I won't have to turn to all these scriptures. 1 John 4:8. He that loveth not knows not God, for God is love. And then give me the 16th verse. Y'all get that in your notes. And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Now, all ever, but grace is love acting.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. In action. Uh-huh. Grace is love is acting or in action. So, and his love in action is what grace is all about. Psalm 34:8. I'm trying to find me a shouting place here this morning. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
That's a good place right there.
That's a good place right there. Blessed is the man that trusted in him.
Yeah.
Oh, taste. See, grace give you a taste.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
See, the Lord tastes like grace. What?
Wow.
What? Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet grace. Sweet. Amazing grace.
Yeah.
Unfailing grace.
Yeah.
Favor.
Yes, sir.
Spiritual blessings.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Grace can bring gifts to you when you're surrounded by the enemy.
Yeah.
And you can walk out and they don't know where you went.
Yes, sir.
That's what Jesus was operating under.
Yeah.
Jesus was grace in the flesh.
Yes,
he
right,
was
right.
A crowd wanna hang him up. He walked through them, they didn't even see him.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, sir. Yeah.
I have some personal testimonies of people who tried to stop me.
Yeah, right.
I left and they didn't know I'd left.
Yeah. Wow. Come on, Apostle.
So I have other men come ask me, other men come tell me, say, they ask me where you went. Where are you?
Yeah.
I'm going with the plan of God.
Yeah.
God's love, you got to remember this in ministry. You better know this. Many times I had to use this. God's love for us have no beginning and no end.
Yes, sir. That's good.
Sure. Jeremiah 31:3. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. The Lord has appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee.
Yeah.
See, you have to know grace. Grace is love in action.
Yeah.
And so God said, I love you with an everlasting. I'm not going to ever stop loving you. You know, as acting, nothing you could do to make God love you more.
No, sir. That's right. No,
sir. We've tried, you know, but it really, he loves you. God loves you. God don't do nothing half any.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing we can make him to love us less.
That's right.
Now, you need to teach this to your people. Now, y'all got to stop teaching judgment. God's going to kill you. You're going to hell. Y'all, people, you can't be preaching that. Nobody ever come here that every Sunday. Shoot, I ain't bringing my family up here and you're going to tell us all we all going to hell. Every Sunday, you preaching hell and judgment, damnation.
Yeah.
No revelation.
Yeah.
Just damnation, no revelation.
Yeah.
Just damn you. No revelation.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Okay.
You ain't living right. All of y'all ain't living right.
Yeah.
Bunch of homemongers. Nobody want to hear that. Might not have a hole in the building. Y'all have a bunch of homemongers. These people have been following you for years.
Yeah, that's right.
While I'm on it, preach the doggone funeral.
Yeah.
People die, you get up there fussing about all kind of sins and stuff, the people hurting and crying, and you up there preaching about who going to hell and all that, and my loved one laying there, they might be going to hell. You preaching about hell. I don't want you preaching about no hell. I want you to preach the gospel.
Yes, the good news.
Yes.
Don't be showing off, trying to make people feel good, spinning all around. Say something.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir.
That's grace.
That's right, grace. Yes, sir.
Amen. Yes, don't be. And if you're gonna do all that other stuff, don't wear no LTMA badge or nothing. Just go in there. Don't take your ring off. Put it in your pocket. You have no connection to me. My. All right. When you understand God's grace as his love acting for you, in you and through you, then you can see how grace is more than an intellectual doctrine or theory. It's a spiritual revelation. Are you with me? Now, you're going to need this in the future because, as I said on our last session about amazing grace, faith, grace is not amazing unless it's operating by faith.
Yes, mm-hmm.
And I told you what the grace camp saying. You know, just say you don't do no work, you just do, just, you know, God got you. But that scripture in Jude, that tear that up, man. Jude 1:4, that living Bible tell you, you see, you know, slip in like one. And they're trying, and they get a large following. Don't get me wrong, they're going to have a large following because people don't want to do nothing.
Right. Watch out, man. Right.
People looking for an easy church. A church that don't give them no instruction.
Yeah. Right.
Just drink coffee and eat donuts.
Yeah.
Come to church with your bikini on, any kind of way. Just come on. No dignity at all. Just loose. Let the people run the show. Let the people run the show. Let's have church Saturday night so they can come. So they might be busy Sunday.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
What?
That man tell you explained to me, he said, "Oh yeah, my ministry in the theater. We drink coffee." I said, "Yeah, go ahead on with your bad self. Yeah. Drink coffee." I'll never be there. I don't want none of your coffee.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. Trying to please the people.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Now, you recognize you can grow in grace, right?
Yes.
As you live your life according to your spiritual DNA,
yes,
you can experience grace, blessing, favor, and gifts. I'm trying to go down the lines while I'm sticking with these notes. All right, here are the eight areas where God desires his grace to be at work in our lives. Number one, Ephesians 2:8-9. Come on, turn to it again. Saving grace.
Yes, sir.
Is God's power and ability to justify us, forgive our sins, and make us new creatures in Jesus Christ. Now, somebody ought to say something about that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
don't ever let that get common to you, man.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm saved, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
You recognize I'm saved. I'm born again, man. God washed my sins away, man. Made me a new creature. I got new wine skin, man. I can drink the new wine, man. It's important. Ephesians 2:8-9. It's important that we know that one aspect of grace is God saving grace.
Yes, sir.
I'm saved, man. Do you know you're saved?
Yes, sir.
I'm saved. You don't. If you don't know grace, you don't know.
Yes, sir.
I'm saved by grace.
Yeah. Right.
Through faith.
Yes, sir.
That's not of myself.
Yes.
It's a gift of God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can dance on, boy. I don't need to have a bunch of revelation. Yeah. I can dance on grace.
Yes,
I can dance, man. I'm saved.
Saved. Yes, sir. Wow.
Sometimes, I don't know. I don't know. Sometimes some people who say they're saved, I don't really know if they're saved.
Yeah.
I want to serve him. I want to love him.
Yeah.
I want to live right.
Yes, sir.
Right. And you say grace will cause you to live soberly.
Yes, sir.
Godly.
Yes, sir.
Real grace.
Yes, sir.
Titus 2:10.
Yes, sir.
2:11-12.
Yeah.
Say it, man. Man, you ain't gonna preach and you're not saved.
Yeah, right.
You know, you can preach and not say it and get other people saved.
Yes, sir.
All you preach to go to heaven, you go to hell. See, going the wrong way, Reverend. It keeps us from being lost. It is the impartation of God's forgiveness. Saving grace is, I want you to get this, because in each one I'm going to give you, I'm going to tell you what love doing there. Because I said grace, I give you a definition. Grace is love in action. Here, saving grace is love rescuing.
Wow. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I was on my way to hell.
Yeah.
He rescued me.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
I was a street runner.
Yeah.
I was a player, child, before you met me.
Yeah.
I was out in the street, man, drinking, smoking cigars, clowning, staying out all night.
Yeah. Come on, Apostle.
Wow.
I came home one Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Went to Old Baptist Church.
Yeah.
I heard the gospel.
Yeah.
Got born again.
Hey, glory to
man, I'm saved.
Come on.
Woo! So God Almighty, I'm saved, man. I'm so glad to be saved.
Glory.
You know, I really don't need to speak in tongue. I'm saved.
Yes,
I know speaking in tongue give you more power, but man, I'm saved.
Yes.
It's saving grace.
Saving grace.
It had to be grace
because
I didn't deserve it.
Yes.
Had to be grace because I didn't go. Had to go through 3 months to get it.
Yeah, come on.
It came that morning,
yeah.
Right after I'd sinned all night long.
Come on, sir. Ay, 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 ay.
How many got that story to tell?
Yes, sir.
You remember that day?
Yes.
When grace call you in.
Yes.
Call you out.
Yes.
Testify, sir.
Set you free.
Yes, sir.
Well.
Yes, sir.
I get to crying. I talk about my salvation.
Yeah.
Man, I'm really saved, man.
Yeah.
I'm saved, man. You saved?
Yeah.
Tell somebody you saved. Grace saved me. Grace saved me. Say grace. No, say grace saved me.
Grace saved me.
You used to be on drugs, didn't you? Huh? You used to be on drugs too, right?
Grace
got. Who else in here had a problem? It was out in the street and doing stuff. And Grace got it. Thank you, ma'am. She threw her hand up. She know Grace saved her, man. I ain't nothing to be ashamed now. It don't have me no more.
Grace.
I won't testify. What you talking about, Melvin?
Yeah.
You saved?
Yeah.
What did it, Grace?
Grace.
Woo!
Yeah.
Man, I'm saved.
Save.
Man, I'm saved, man. You understand? When you see, y'all got to go back to your first love.
Yeah.
Go back to the first time God talked to you.
Yeah.
Go back to the first time God put his hand on you.
Yeah.
Go
yeah.
back to the first time God tell you, you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
I got you now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus saved me, man.
Saved.
I ain't faking, boy. I'm saved. Testify. Of the love of God. He saved me. I'm going to serve him to balance my days. You got to be real, man. This is no circus. This is no show. This is the biggest thing you call a minister. You in the biggest business that exists. You have the word of eternal life as your assignment.
Yes.
Wow.
Come on.
Now, let's talk about sanctifying grace. Sit down. Sanctifying grace. Because the church I like that don't have no sanctifying grace. The church I like that God don't have nothing to set you apart, you know, to make you different. But there's a sanctifying grace. Huh? Yeah, that's a sanctifying grace. Yeah, let me tell you something about sanctifying grace. Is God power and ability to purify us and enable us to live holy lives in a corrupt world. Right in the midst of it. Right in the midst of it. There's something holding you. Even when sometimes they give you an invitation. You say, no. Then you come to a point, Titus, turn to Titus, 2:11. You come to a point where they stop giving the invitation.
Right. Yes, sir.
They don't want you to be at the birthday party.
Come on, sir.
That's right.
Because they know you might come out with a Bible scripture.
Yeah.
You invite me, I'm going to talk about the Bible.
Yes, sir.
At birthdays, Groundhog Day, whatever day you got, Gumbo Day, whatever day. Finally, I'm going to say something about God. Or don't invite me.
Hallelujah.
You can live right. I've been living right for 42 ever since I got saved.
Yes, sir.
All right, sir.
Glory to God.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Apostle.
Thank you, man.
Thank you. I ain't born no saint.
Yes,
sir.
Yes, sir.
I didn't born with no grace dropping off of me.
Yeah, right.
I had to get saved.
Yes, sir. Right.
Grace saved, man. Some of y'all don't want to talk. Some of y'all probably live worse than me. You don't want to talk. Right now, you're all starched up now, and you won't say nothing. You ought to be all unglued for what God done for you.
Ask
the Lord, give me a word of knowledge, and I'll call you out. And read your mail. Where you came from. Make you testify. Look at it. Sit down. Look at Titus.
Wow.
Titus, for the grace of God that brings salvation have appeared to all men. Go to the next verse. because I want you to see this. Now, can they teach grace crazy like they're teaching it? Grace teaches us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we need this up in the church.
Yes, sir.
We should live soberly, righteously, and godly after we die. Right now. Grace enable you to do that.
Yes, sir.
You understand me?
Yes, sir.
It keep us, grace keep us from being contaminated. Grace is the impartation of God's holiness.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Wow.
If you really understand, God impart his holiness to me.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Father.
So sanctified grace is love cleansing. He rescued me. He saved me. But sanctified grace is love cleansing. Now, ministers of church at large don't have much of that. They got rescued, but and these people who don't have it, if we minister to them right, they'll receive it.
Yes, sir.
You really, as a pastor, I've learned over the years, you really have to have a whole lot of compassion.
Yeah.
Because Jesus said, relook at my ministry. Jesus said, relook at my ministry. And I saw the compassion that he wasn't a cop out.
Yeah.
You didn't mess with him. But he had compassion. Mm-hmm. He knew that people can make mistakes.
Right.
And they became some of the best people in the kingdom that ever existed.
Yes, sir.
They need somebody to work with them.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go to strengthening grace. Strengthening grace. Romans 5:17. God's power and ability to energize and inspire us to live victoriously, to reign over the challenges and circumstances of life. You know I got to read that again.
Yeah.
Huh? Strength and grace. Everybody say strength and grace. See, grace, we're talking about the manifold grace of God.
Yes.
Ministers got to know this.
Yes. Got to.
See? Look what he says that strength and grace is. It's God's power and ability to energize and inspire us to live victoriously,
yes, sir,
to reign over the challenges and circumstances of life.
Yes. Wow.
Anybody will follow a man or a woman,
yes, sir,
who lived this kind of life.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Look what he says in Romans. For by one man offense, death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Abundance of grace. That abundance. Receive. I
receive
abundance of grace
for my ministry
and my life.
And
I'm a reign in life.
Not by my strength,
but by his strength.
I can do all things
through Christ.
What strengthens
me?
Finally,
my brethren,
be strong
in the Lord
and
in the power of his might. Here, my brothers and sisters, are here in the spirit. God's grace is making an offer you can't refuse.
Hallelujah.
Stay strong. No matter what circumstance arise, you finally gonna ran over it. Because you just take your time, receive some abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness.
Yes,
and he said, me through you gonna ran over this.
Yes.
I wish somebody come here dealing with a ministerial problem.
Yeah.
I wish somebody come here dealing with a family problem. I want, whoa, look at that time. Whoa!
Ah.
You know what the strengthening grace do? You got a shouting cold on?
Yes, sir.
It keep us from being defeated. Watch this field.
Yeah.
It is the impartation of God's might.
Wow.
So strengthening grace is love empowering.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Empowering. Yes.
Okay. Wow. Got it?
Yes,
it's love empowering. So if something going on in your ministry, all you got to do is sit down and read this about 15 minutes. She said, y'all come back in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Go sit down and read these notes.
Yes, sir.
What?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You having some problem in your house? Said, oh, wait, honey, I don't want to talk right now. Go sit. Let me go sit back here.
It's good.
With your children? Go sit. Let me go sit. Y'all stay right there. Let me go sit back here, man.
Come on. Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost coming on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey, you know my secret? That's all I've been doing.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I ain't no different than nobody else. Just playing on vanilla. But this is what I've been doing.
Yes, sir.
I know I can't do it.
Right.
So I walk up on some of the biggest stages.
Yes, sir.
I remember preaching for Fred Price. Men Day, I think is what it was. And the power of God came. And Fred got up and announced, proud. Fred got up and announced, said, I was preaching on the excellency of Daniel. And Daniel was a prayer. And Fred got up and said, the Lord had to be here. Fred said, God, me jump all over. That's the Lord. That's the Lord himself and 14 angels.
Because
yes, Fred don't do all that, you know. Yes, Fred said, got me acting up, you fool. That's what he said, you know. The power hit him.
Yeah.
I was preaching at Tulsa Convention Center. And I was preaching about the sword of the Spirit. And the Spirit came, and it was like a whirlwind moving in that building, and it moved Charles Capp.
Yeah.
Now, boy, that was the Lord.
Yeah.
Charles going on to be the Lord. Brother Charles came down to me.
Yeah.
Brother Thompson?
Yes, sir.
I said, Charles Capp, he said, you hit a home run today.
Yeah.
Holy Ghost had me.
Yes, sir.
He was way up in the bleachers.
Yes, sir.
By the time I got to the second step, he was.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All it was grace.
Yes, sir.
Grace.
Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
Grace.
Never go to the pulpit knowing what all you're going to say.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's a key right there.
Don't practice your sermon on Saturday night. You're robotically preaching. You need to be preaching by revelation.
Yes,
have notes. You say, I stick with my note. But all of a sudden.
All of a sudden.
Yes, sir.
Grace.
New heart you arrive.
Yeah.
Are you being helped?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
All I've accomplished has been accomplished by grace.
Grace.
We got a few accomplishments, you know.
Yes, sir.
But it's by grace.
Yeah.
By grace. See, you're looking for something else. And a lot of time you go to these conventions, they're showing you something else.
Yeah.
But you need to see grace.
Yes. Right.
You can be exactly what God wants you to be.
Yes.
And then we go, Father, sharing grace. Sharing grace is God's power and ability to meet our needs and take joy in giving to others. 2 Corinthians 9:8. 2 Corinthians 9:8. Hallelujah. There's a few more minutes. 2 Corinthians 9:8.
Yes, sir.
And God is able. Look at his voice, man. And God. Wait, let me tell you what we're talking about. Sharing grace is God's power and ability to meet our needs, plural, and take joy in giving to others. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good way. Now, let me tell you what, put the Amplified Bible, let me tell you what happened. Let me tell you what happened to ministry. We didn't give God time. We saw somebody else doing something and let it got on us, and we bypassed a step. So now we're trying to catch back up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're okay? Right. Yes, sir. But that's what grace is for. I'm telling you that was grace for. You know, you be under a lot of people, and they're telling you wrong. They're doing wrong. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So you won't choose who you going to follow.
Yeah. Come on, Apostle.
That'd mess up, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If a good leader knock you down, just get down, roll over, and get back up and say, what way are you going now?
Yes, sir.
That's what I did.
That's right. Yes, sir.
I've been knocked down.
Yes, sir.
Looked over, looked like.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Come on. Had no special seat. I was out there with them 3 o'clock in the morning, freezing. Didn't know if I had feet.
Yeah. Come on, Apostle.
So you think I'm going to come in and all a seat for you? Fight like I fought.
Yeah, right.
That was made me what I am.
That's right, sir.
Finally, Brother Hagin asked me, he said, how you get on these front seats all the time? Well, I run myself for many years, and then I hired me a runner.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
But I'm going to have a front seat.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Watch out.
I even went to his funeral. When I went to his funeral, I went to his funeral. I went early. We flew in and went early, and the usher saw me, and I wasn't supposed to be sitting there because they had all a lot of dignitaries sitting way in the back. The usher said, come with me, Brother Tom. I said,
yes,
all right.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Yep. Yep.
Yes, sir.
Right there.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
So when Ken Jr. came in,
yes, sir.
I could just say, how in the world? But the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Grace.
And my daddy, I want to be clothed.
Yes, sir.
I wish I could have preached it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What? Yes, sir. What? Yes, sir. What?
Hallelujah.
Sharing grace. And you know it's an amplified, Bob. I got to go on. It really says a lot of things. Sharing grace is keep us from lack and selfishness. It is the impartation of God's generosity. So sharing grace is love supplying.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Love supplying. Thank God. He supplied all my needs.
Yes, sir.
According to his riches and glory.
Yes, sir.
By Christ Jesus.
Yes,
the Lord is my shepherd, boy. Mm-hmm. I shall not want.
Yes,
he prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Anoint my head with oil. Mm-hmm. My cup just keep running over.
Yes.
Y'all receiving it?
Yes.
That's what grace will do for you.
Yes, sir.
God, grace is good.
Yes, sir.
And your circumstances are about to change.
Yes, sir.
There are things before you came here was holding you, but the Spirit of God is releasing you into another dimension.
Yeah.
Just don't go too fast. Just move with the flow.
Yes.
I promise you something about to happen in your life.
Yes.
I just sensed that right there. The Lord just told me that.
Yes,
that's not a practice sermon. The Lord just told me that. So I say out what he tell me say.
Yes. Yes. Right.
That's grace. You see, I trust him.
Yes, sir.
This will be the best week you ever had in your life.
Yeah.
Mine too. I mean, because God showed us things. Ministry, the hindrance of ministry is going to be moved, and you're going to know how to flow. Glory to God. All right, now sit down. Because we got as ministers, we have to understand, turn to 1 Peter 4:10 again. We have to understand that serving grace, you got to be a servant. Jesus was a servant himself. The Lord said, he that be a servant, that's the one going to be lifted up.
Yes,
uh-huh. You got to be a servant. You can't be so proud and so twisted. You got to be a servant. Serving grace is God's power and ability to serve him and others with his divinely imparted gifts and aptitudes. 1 Peter 4:10. See? And every man had received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good steward.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know, that remind me of a scripture, and y'all might have to help me. I think it's 1 Corinthians 4:1. 1 Corinthians 4:1. Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Give me verse 2 now. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man or a woman be found what?
Faithful.
You be faithful over a few things. Now, you see, you got your few things sacred you got to go through. Oh, Lord. See, you got your few things sacred you got to go through. See, if you don't go through the few things sacred, when you get to the Lord's sacred, you're not going to know how to contain yourself. But I know where I came from. See, you don't start out large in ministry. Anybody that's downright made you mad in your ministry?
What?
Yes, sir.
What?
You feel like choking them?
Yes. Yes. And burning the house down.
Yes. That's a wound,
dog. That's a wound, man. Yeah. It's up in here, boy.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to have my job shut out for me tonight, boy. Well, I said, Lord, ministerial wound. I said, Lord, that's too many wounds. Give me one or two people. Give me a word. Let me call somebody out. I get one of them.
Yeah,
he said, all of them got full of wound. You don't know they're there.
Yeah.
That's not saying nothing bad about you.
Right.
You about to get delivered.
Yeah.
I don't want them.
Me either.
I don't want all them people in the bed with me at night.
Yeah.
All them bastard spirit. They get in your room and stand there and turn around in your room spreading bastardism.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Man, listen, I don't want that mess in my house, boy. I don't want nobody, me and my wife in the bed. I ain't want nobody up in there. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all don't want to talk to me.
What they spread?
Bastardism. Not baptism, bastardism.
Yes,
now, serving grace, listen closely. It keep us from being unproductive. It is the impartation of God's ability. Serving grace is love assisting.
Yes, sir.
I always know.
Yeah.
I'm not by myself.
Yeah.
You got to know that. Oh, I don't know if y'all want to hear this one. Yeah, y'all, I got the right game here. Sowing grace.
Yes, sir.
And he's pick up the same 2 Corinthians 8:9. Put that in your note. Is God's power and ability to activate the harvest for our prosperity?
Yes, sir.
If you know it right, if you handle it right, it activate prosperity. You know. I say to, and I'll say it in front of you ministers, I said, you know, I'm not a just over the hump millionaire.
Yes, sir. Right. Right.
You know, I said, I feel so sorry for some of the movie stars. You look up their rank, they ain't got no more than $15 million.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you something.
Yes, sir.
Wow. You can go high in that. But I just want the body of Christ to know what God can do.
Yes,
with nobody.
Yes.
If you just yield to him.
Yes.
Never go after money.
Yes.
Never have a service just for money.
Right.
Because God know it. You're having it for money.
Right.
Don't have no service for money.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
More than one time, you know, more than one time, some of them, I forgot to pick up the offering.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean it's not important.
Right.
Because it's robbing you if it's not picked up.
Yeah.
But money is not on my mind.
Yeah.
I'm on money mind.
Come on.
It's $300 check, it's a good check.
Wow.
Never go after money. I had a friend told me never go after money. He went after it.
Yes, sir.
Lost everything he had. Lost his family, lost his ministry, lost his wife, lost his children, lost everything. He flat broke now.
Yeah.
Too proud to come get on his knees and told me, man, I done messed up, help me. I probably help him, but he had to get on his knees because he's so high-minded, hard-headed, and thought I was just an ignorant goose from the country.
Yes, sir.
That's what he just told me, you know. I said, I'll be a multimillionaire and you'll be broke. I pointed my finger at him. Many years ago, I said, I don't know how I'm going to be a multimillionaire, but I just told him. I ain't had money coming in. I said, I'm going to be a multimillionaire. God heard me. Y'all better say something. You see this sowing grace? Yeah, I'm going to give you a note on this. I know I'm going over time. It's 12:10. It keep us exalting God who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. That's Psalm 35:27. That's Psalm 35:27. That's Luke 6:38. You know what sowing grace is? It is the impartation of all things are yours. You know that in 1 Corinthians 3:21? Come on, 1 Corinthians 3:21. I'm going to have to close in a minute. 1 Corinthians 3:21. 1 Corinthians 3:21. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. Give me the 23rd verse. Y'all write them notes now. And you are Christ, and Christ is God. You remember that older son in the prodigal son? Huh?
Yes,
he was fussing about his brother, what his brother had.
Yes,
and the father came out to talk with him.
Right.
He said, son,
yes,
all that I have is thine. Do you know God is saying the same thing to you this morning? But you have to mix it with faith and not self. See, you can't try to make yourself rich.
Yes,
you got to be rich toward God.
Yes, sir.
And then God decide.
Yes.
Or y'all probably won't be no multimillionaire because y'all wouldn't know what to do with it. See, I could mill it right here, but I'm not going to do it. Sowing grace is love provided. That'll preach, boy.
They'll provide. That's it. Yes,
what?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Then we have what you call, turn to Romans 5:1. Standing grace is God's power and ability to stand when things are not going right.
Yeah. Wow. Yes, sir.
To stand when things are not going right. It is the foundation of his love. That Romans 5:1. That's therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Keep going. Watch this. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we what? Stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Keep going. I want to go further. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation work patience. Keep going. And patient experience. And experience hope. Keep going. And hope. Make it not a shame because what? The love of God has been shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us.
Yes, sir. Wow. Yes, sir.
You can't stand with that. Just go ahead and fall out.
Yeah.
That's powerful, man.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. See, this standing grace, it keeps us standing therefore in the truth and having done all to stand. It is the impartation of God's righteousness through Christ. Standing grace is love unfailing.
Yeah. Mm.
Love never, 1 Corinthians 13, love never fail. Mm-hmm. The love of God has been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. Mm. Holy Ghost love.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Mm. Yes, sir.
Then we're going to take one more here. Supernatural grace. 2 Corinthians 12:9. Supernatural grace. Everybody say supernatural grace. Because I would like for you to leave here, leave this city, leave this state, wearing supernatural grace like never before. I know you had it on you already, but I want you to have more.
Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, I want to declare, may you be a partaker of my grace. Apostle Paul said that, you know, that you're partakers of my grace. LTMA, you're partakers of my grace. You can have it. It belongs to you. By rights, it belongs to you. My anointed, All of it belong to you.
Yes.
My progress in life.
Yes. Yeah.
All of it belong to you.
Yes.
You got to do is stick with it.
Yes, sir.
Hmm?
Yes, sir.
Wow. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness.
Mm-hmm.
Most glad, therefore, I will glory in my infirmity, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And what it does for us, it keeps us from glorying in ourselves, that the power of Christ may rest upon us.
Yes, sir.
You notice when I start talking about accomplishment and well, I got this and got that, God going to come in there somewhere. Because
yes,
he did it.
Right.
Now, it imparts this supernatural grace. It imparts, get this now, God's supernatural ability in our weakness. Supernatural grace is love possibilities.